Paul, can you tell us about Nikolai Ehlers' absence?
He's fine.
Okay. What's Matt Hendricks done to stay in the lineup?
It's a function. Well, first, he's I like the way he's played, but it's a function of the teams that we're playing. So he goes into L.A. It's a certain style of game, and then comes out for the next two, I believe, went back into Nashville because that's the kind of grouping they have on the bottom. Same with Dallas, same here tonight. But we'll see other players based on style of teams that we're playing going forward.
What do you see in the Islanders,
Mo? I see the Nashville Predators from about 6-7 years ago, I think. Yeah, so we my Carolina days, we saw Nashville an awful lot and watched them kind of go from that expansion team to being really hard to play against. So there's a block of years where it's kind of around the time where we were turning the corner in Carolina, just starting to make the playoffs, and then it got into the Stanley Cup final. They were kind of moving at the same pace that we were. But that was a team where I would watch their team play. You know, you do your game after, then you go back and watch them play, the way they move out of the slot in the offensive zone, offensively and defensively. The wing lock kind of felt that Detroit had won all those Stanley Cups running that left wing lock, and you were trying to figure it out because it was new to the NHL, and nobody else would kind of – some teams would try it for a month, and then they didn't like it, so they went away from it, and then Barry kind of came in and made it part of their program. And I know it's the right side with them now, but now there's a third of the league maybe using a version of that original Detroit model. So he's been a bit of an innovator with that and kind of made it more mainstream, but they're very consistent with their game now where and every situation's different, every staff is different, every team is different, but when it's such a remarkable departure from style of game to style of game in 1 year with fairly similar players, it's been impressive.
Coach, with the playoffs coming up shortly, are you going to have, or are you hoping to have an opportunity to rest maybe some of your guys? I know first place is important to you, but are you looking to the opportunity of maybe
not right now, but I'm really mindful of it because we go to Finland at the start of the year and they block just before your trip and after, you don't travel a whole heck of a lot. And then we came out of the All-Star break with 19 road games left. 17 of them are outside our time zone. So we've gone in March out to the east for 8 days. We just got back off the west coast to come in, and we have the joy of finishing on the west coast again before playoffs start. I mean, I was really worried about the Nashville game. I could feel it in the Dallas game. So this 2 day block that we've had at home is our first one in a month. I am aware of it, but rhythm too, right? So we'll get 2 road games that are in our time zone. We'll be thankful for that next week. That will never be the lead here. The lead will not be, hey, I got to rest some guys. It's going to be trying to win every night. And we also, when you bring Hayes in and we have Bufflin and Morrissey coming back, there's still some things I'd like to see, some other pairings and groupings I'd like to see, maybe not as a starting point for the playoffs, but a place to go. If you're in game 2 and you don't like it, you want to have at least a place that you've looked at before to go with your team.
Well, how do you approach these last half dozen games kind of overall? Is it about, I know you want to finish first in Central, but is it also about trying to make sure that your game or elements of your game are right?
Right. So that's priority one. And first trumps rest for me and how we finish. We've been one of the best home teams in the NHL over the last 2 years, and it's a great building, so we want to see if we can leverage that. If not, our best playoff series, we started on the road last year, so there's what's the value? But you want your game right or closer. We felt in March that we're not far off it now. We've had a couple of tough nights for sure, but we've had far more nights where we liked our game and thought we're pretty close to it. And one player doesn't change your team, but there are things that we can do with Morrissey and the Bufflin in the lineup it's one and a half shifts a period that changes those things, how you move the puck out of your end to zone time, to all of those things. So we trying to build to that as well.
Coach, you have mentioned Kevin Hayes. How has he fit into your team? And pleased are you with
You know what, really well, first just on a personality basis, some guys it takes a long time to get them to navigate the room, and he was, you know, day one, day two, he's been here, feels like he's been here a while. There's fairly significant adjustments between the Rangers style of game and ours. Just and Eastern and Western Conference, but he's a, you know, I mean, purely a Rangers style player, and there's been an adjustment for him with that. So what's great though is while he's going through that adjustment, he's still producing points for our team, helping us win hockey games. We really like the early kind of things we're seeing between he and Patty Laine, with Patty back on the right side now, Kyle Connor on that. It's been a real good line for us. I think Kyle makes that true of wherever he plays, but there's some chemistry there with those two as a left-handed center. Patty's never played with a left-handed center like that, a puck mover too. So lots of really good things, and then there is still an adjustment in style of game.